This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that when the hijab became obligatory, because of course the hijab became obligatory when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Al-Madinah. Before that, observing the hijab wasn't obligatory. So you can imagine, there were Muslim women walking around the town with no hijab. Their hair is uncovered, and the hijab that the Muslim lady wears today wasn't what they were wearing before the obligation of the hijab. So when the obligation of al-hijab was revealed, and when Allah Azza wa Jal commanded that the hijab must be observed, and that this command became spread in Al-Madinah, you know what happened? This is what happened. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that the woman, شَقَقْنَا مُرُوطَهُنَّ فَتَخَمَّرْنَا بِهَا. Allahu Akbar. Look, and I want you to focus on the obedience and the quick submission. Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that the woman, شَقَقْنَا مُرُوطَهُنَّ. شَقَقْنَا meaning they took a part of their clothes and they ripped a part of their clothes and they covered their hair with it. Subhanallah, as they went to as-salat in al-masjid, they ripped some of their clothes. And back in the time, yani we're not speaking about a closet. They didn't have a closet full of clothes. People owned a pair of clothes, two, three, perhaps max. So the woman went out of their way to rip a part of their clothes and to cover their hair. Why? Simply because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded it. And they quickly rushed to it without any delay, without any excuse. They didn't come to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, please give us a day just so we can buy some material, or so we can make some material so we can put our hair, just give us a day or two, inshallah be patient with us and we'll do it. Look, they ripped their clothes to put something on their hair, rushing to the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. So now when they did that, it wasn't a matter of what they put on their hair. It wasn't a matter of what they wore and how it looked like and how beautiful or not. They didn't care about that. The matter of the fact was rushing to the obedience of the commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.